Well, we're talking with Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, just getting ready and everyone chopping at the bit for ice fishing on Little Bay to Knock as usual. And we talked about how the upper bay freezes first. Why don't you remind the folks, what does that really mean, the upper bay?
Well, if you look at Little Bay to Knock, Gladstone sits right in the middle, and there's a narrow area of the bay right there that they call the Narrows. And basically, it's almost like two separate bodies of water, the bay north of Gladstone and the bay south of Gladstone. The upper bay is smaller, and it freezes over first. Generally, it'll freeze in one quick shot, usually. Hmm. And then usually, you know, several weeks later, the ice slowly works further south from Gladstone after that point. Usually, into January, there's good ice south of Gladstone.
So let's talk a little bit about what happens first for first ice on the upper bay. What are they typically targeting at that point?
Walleyes, perch, pike, you can run into everything. There's places that are within the easy walk from shore. And, I mean, there's some crazy guys that they'll go out on 2 inches ice and they'll walk out to the second or third reef. And,
wow.
They'll get perch and walleyes out there right off the bat, but usually there's decent perch fishing and pike fishing in close to shore and around Kipling where the ice really forms first in the upper bay. And, that's the primary stuff. And it's just basic small minnows and wigglers and waxworms for the perch. They use a lot of teardrops and a lot of small Swedish pimples. For the pike, it's basically just sucker minnows on tip-ups. And, of course, for the walleyes, anything and everything you ever heard somebody do through the ice to catch a walleye, somebody's probably doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk a little bit about what you got going on in the shop there. Are you still carrying bait right now, though?
We've got a little bit of live bait left over yet from the open water season here for the walleyes. We're hoping our bait guys will be coming up next week. And I'm thinking by the end of next week, into the next weekend, at least the inland lakes are going to start going. So I'm sure things are going to start picking up business-wise for us by then.
Now, you guys always have a December special there for Christmas shoppers, right?
Yeah, we've got a special going on gift certificates right now. You can get a $30 gift certificate for $25. So all the fishermen around here, I get comments from them all the time. They just tell their families, you know, just give me some gift certificates from the bait shop. That's all I really want.
That's a great deal. I mean, it really
is. It's a good deal, and, a lot of people get a good use out of them.
And do you have anything new that folks can get excited about in the lures or colors in different lures?
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of new baits out on the market here this year. A lot of new like swim baits, like the jigging Rapalas. A lot of companies have jumped on that bandwagon, so there's going to be a lot of new baits on the market this year in that style. We're slowly getting switched over to the winter stuff here and getting all our new baits in. We got a really good selection of the Rip and Rapalas in right now. Those were kind of a newer bait on the bay here last year, and last winter we sold a lot of them, so hopefully we'll be able to keep them in stock this year. But we got some new colors in those. We got some like Fire Tiger and Glow Hot Perch patterns in those baits, and we've got a few custom colored ones too that are really sharp looking. And then Rapalas got a new bait this year called a Slab Wrap. It's another kind of a vibrating rattle bait, kind of a little bit longer and skinnier body style, though. It's a little bit more of a minnow imitation, and we got those in all the colors. So, like I said, we're slowly picking away at it, and hopefully we'll be up to speed here by the time we get good ice on the bay.
Get in there and do some Christmas shopping. Check it out at Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Chris, thanks for your time, as usual. We're looking forward to talking to you about first ice.
Won't be much longer.
Chris at Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, and this is The Outdoor Show.